Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Flood warnings are still current for the Boulogne, Maranoa, Condamine, Moonee, Weir and Warrego River catchments. The Maranoa River is falling though, with it recording a level of 1.89 metres at Mitchell at 9am. That's 0.89 above the causeway. It comes as many roads across the southwest are cut off. In the Maranoa, Miss Campbell Street East is closed to all traffic, while Roma Southern Road has water over all lanes. As Queensland endures a tight rental market, the Council on the Aging warns over 55s are struggling with digital applications. 11.7% of South Burnett locals in that age bracket are renting, according to the Bureau of Statistics. The Council CEO, Darren Young, says it's best to reach out for help.
Being a bit confused about the whole process certainly would be increasing their anxiety.
A Queensland political psychologist claims the leadership shake-up within local government could be a message from voters. Multiple mayors across Queensland have been replaced with new blood, while the new Toowoomba Regional Council includes 8 incumbents and 2 new councillors. UQ's Dr. Frank Mole says sometimes people vote the opposite way in a local election to indicate frustration to the higher levels of government.
But come the national or federal election or in our country, state elections, often people start to crawl back to their original homes, so to speak. So the Labour Party or Liberal voter might go back to voting for their usual colours.
Warwick's Home and Life Precinct on Albion Street could be off the market, with the real estate agents managing the sale saying they have closed the sale campaign. The 6,000 square metre site is now fully leased, with the last tenant, Doctors & Co, to open its doors in a couple of weeks. Looking to sport, the Western Clydesdales have dropped to 15th on the ladder after a 48-0 loss against the Tigers. The team is now recovering ahead of their clash against the Mackay Cutters this weekend.